Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great day. It's show number 498, and today we're bringing you Man on the Street interviews from the Living Smart Workshop held at Columbus's East High School yesterday. All right, now, before we get started, I'd like to remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko, and if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. Also, all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And I want to remind you that we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day in about 9 minutes. For that question, you will have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. And it's going to be a simple question. You'll probably be able to guess the answer. So you might want to pre-program into your phone, 614-459-9769. 614-459-9769. You'll have another chance to do that later, but I thought I'd get the early birds going. All right, so let's listen in. So, hey, what's your name?
Ariana.
Ariana, and how old are you?
Five.
Five, and have you been to the dentist yet?
Yeah.
You have. What did they say? What did they find?
Did find a cavity.
They did. They did. And so did they fix it?
Yeah.
How was that?
Good.
It was good? All right. Did you get, is it tooth colored? So can I see it or is it silver?
It's
You don't know what color it is? Let me look. Open your mouth. Open real big. Put your head up so I can see. Must have been tooth colored because I don't see it. So is this your sister over here?
No.
Just a friend? What's your name?
I'm her god sister.
Really? So she calls you god?
No. She just calls me. She just calls me by my real name, Riley.
Riley? So tell me how old you are.
I'm 7 years old.
You're seven. Oh, that's why you're the god sister, because you're older, right?
Yes.
Okay, so have you been to the dentist?
Many times.
And
I have a retainer. I can't wear it because...
You're missing so many teeth.
I don't have a lot of teeth.
Let me see how many teeth you're missing. Open real big. You're missing 1, 2, 3, 4. You're missing 4 teeth.
Yep.
So hopefully the adult ones will come in soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how many times have you been to the dentist? She's looking at mom.
I don't really know that.
Twice a year, mom says. Twice a year. How old were you when you first went?
I think 3 or 4.
3? Okay, good. So do you like going?
Yes.
You want to be a dentist when you grow up?
No.
No? Why not? What do you want to be instead?
A teacher.
Teacher? That's really cool. Yeah, we love teachers. We need more teachers, don't we?
Yeah.
So what would you teach? Anything special?
No, I just teach maybe second, third grade.
Second or third grade. What grade are you in?
I'm going to go in second.
Oh, okay. So you think it'd be fun to be a second grade teacher or maybe third. Okay. Well, hey, make sure you brush your teeth every day, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
So we're going to let the girls come in and see inside the rolling studio. Actually, today we have it set up with dental equipment because we're doing free exams, free extractions, free oral cancer screenings, and we're doing it at the Living Smart Workshop in the parking lot of East High. So yeah, you want to take a look, guys? Here, come on. You can go up and sit in the truck if you want. Okay, we'll let mom come in too. Do you want to sit up there and pretend you're driving?
I can't. My legs would not fit through there.
Mine fit there. Anyway, okay. Ariana, you want to go up there? Go ahead. Okay, so mom, what's your name?
Nikki.
Nikki. And how many children do you have?
Just one.
Just the one.
Riley.
Oh, Riley. Okay, Ariana is the other one.
Yep, that's my niece.
Okay, got it. Okay, so how about you? Have you been to the dentist?
I have, every 6 months.
Good. You have a nice smile.
Thank you.
Got to take care of it, right?
Yeah.
She goes the same day as I go, but she goes longer than me.
Oh, it takes them longer to do her than you?
Why is that? She has to get her wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh, what are you waiting for, Mom?
Oh, a little bit of fear.
A lot of fear?
Yes, a lot of fear.
Mommy hates wiggly teeth.
I don't like to have to pull the teeth out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's my job.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But we do wisdom teeth, so you could come to us.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, because they all need out.
And we put you to sleep.
That would be a plus.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, you guys have a fun day.
Thank you.
All right. So now we've met. His name is Fifi.
Yes.
Your name is
Carol.
Okay. Got it. And so are we going to do an exam for one or both of you today?
No, just one Fifi. Going to get her teeth clean.
Okay. How old are you, Fifi?
12.
Okay, so that means you're going to be in 6th grade or 7th?
7th.
7th grade. See, I was close. You never want to guess wrong, right?
Right, exactly.
So when was the last time you were at the dentist?
I don't remember.
Don't remember? Okay. Do you brush your teeth every day?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A surgeon.
A surgeon?
Surgeon. Okay, what kind of surgeon? Do you know? Do you want to be like a heart surgeon or a general surgeon?
A general surgeon.
General surgeon. So that would be like appendix and gallbladder and anything, just stitching people up, right?
Yeah.
We actually brought some stitches today. Maybe you could practice.
Okay.
Hopefully we won't need them.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
We have them only if we take a tooth out today, so.
No tooth.
Not on him, not on him.
Today.
No, there'll be some person that probably says, I got this tooth that needs to come out, and we'll do it.
Okay. Well, that's awesome.
Okay, so come on over here. You can see the dental chair. So go ahead and have a seat. Okay, so Fifi, 12-year-old young man, is going to go ahead and put the bib on, and we're going to get him going here. So Fifi had kind of like brown stain on a couple of teeth. By the way, you don't have any cavities. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Do you brush every day?
Yeah.
You do? How do you think you got that brown stain on the front teeth?
By eating candy.
Eating candy. Okay. So we just cleaned that off. We also checked your teeth. You don't have any cavities. But you do have some Pitt and Fisher sealants. You know what those are?
Yeah.
Okay. That's to prevent decay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how was it getting that cleaned off? Was it bad?
No.
Not bad?
Not bad.
Okay. You happy to have it clean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Okay. All right. Well, future surgeon Fifi, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for coming today. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
That looks fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Work that's done.
You're very welcome. You have a great day, okay?
All right. You too, sir.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye now. Hey, what's your name?
Calvin.
Calvin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Calvin, how old are you?
8.
You're 8. Does that mean you're in 2nd grade or 3rd? 3rd grade?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you like going to the dentist?
Yeah.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A barber.
A barber. Okay, cool. That's neat. You want to check out the truck here?
Yeah.
Do you want to have your teeth checked while you're here?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, where's your mom here? Your aunt is here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here, take a look. You can sit up in the seat if you want. Pretty neat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going into 3rd grade?
Yeah. Yeah. Seat back, can't really get in.
No, that's the way it is. It's for me, too. Kind of tight, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I stepped inside the Children's Hospital Mobile Medical Unit, and there are 3 people in here, all of them too shy to talk, but 2 of them have decided they would actually talk to me. So we have Christy, right?
Christy, yes.
Right. And you drive this?
I do.
Okay. And you don't know how long it is yet, though?
No, I don't.
we'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll figure it out. And then Angie?
Yes.
You're a nurse?
Yes.
So what do you guys do in this rig? Tell me about it.
Basically, we have 2 mobile units with children's, and one of them, this one in particular, goes to Columbus City Schools, and we go to the schools and park there for the day and just see the kiddos that need updated physicals, if they're sick, any immunizations that they're behind on so that we can keep them in school. That's our basic goal, is getting out there to the families, the kids that cannot get to the doctor's office, and we come there to see them and keep them in school.
Okay, so then do the parents are notified that you're coming and then they have to sign a permission slip or something? I'll ask Angie.
Yes, we have consent forms that are signed prior to our arrival. It's arranged through the schools, the nurses, and they send it to the families and they sign the consent forms and they give permission for what services they would like for us to provide, regardless if that is for immunizations, if that is for a well visit, if that's for sick visits, and it is good for the year.
Oh, neat. Is there a charge for the service?
Yes, we do bill any insurances that Children's does, as well as, we won't deny their care. We have financial people with the whole Children's that we will contact and refer people to once we've seen them, just to kind of help them out. So
social service agencies?
Yeah, we have financial advisors, and then we'll help them get signed up with even with the state as far as getting Medicaid or anything that's needed.
Well, that's really neat. So I'm looking around, and this looks like a regular doctor's office. this. You have a sink and you have, how many patient beds? Two patient exam tables, right?
That is correct. We have one side where we have the nurse that's able to obtain vital signs, do vaccines. I'm able to do blood work as well on this side, and then the physician side. And she's able to complete her physicals on this side and see the patients. We also do education, both sides.
Awesome. Okay. And that's the physician who's too nervous or shy to talk, right?
Yes.
Maybe we should talk about her then. Let's talk about her. What's her name?
Her name is Melissa. She's a nurse practitioner.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let me just take a peek, and you have the door for privacy, and is that an exit door for fire exit?
That's also our handicap door, so that we have children that have handicaps, and they have a wheelchair that gives access.
There's a lift out there.
There's a lift, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's really neat. That's something I don't have. Wasn't thinking. You can make ones like mine that have wheelchair lifts. I just wasn't thinking. So we have like 8 steps.
Yes. Nope, we have access for, also we can get out that door as well if we have an emergency, but that is our handicap door. So we have access for children that have needs that need to be able to get on here with a wheelchair. We can bring them on board.
Interesting. So very neat. That's very neat. And it's a nice service that you guys provide. So children's just to be commended. Christy. Is it Christy or Christy?
Christy.
Christy with a T. Okay. So do you have a CDL?
I do.
Commercial driver's license, a Class B?
Yes, I do.
I have one, too.
Yes, I bet you do.
So you know what a slack adjuster is.
Yes, I do.
And you don't, do you, Angie?
No, I do not. I have no interest whatsoever to ever drive one of these. I have heart palpitations sometimes when they get these things in and out of certain areas. It's crazy.
And Christy knows what a brake chamber looks like.
I do.
See? All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you very much for talking with me. We really appreciate it. And have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
All right, now, as promised, we are going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And I'm not going to give the question quite yet because we have a little disclaimer for you to listen to, but let me just give you the phone number again, 614-459-9769, 614-459-9769. Go ahead and pre-program that. But before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and today's question is a true or false question, and as mentioned, it will be an easy one. Here it is. The Nationwide Children's Hospital Mobile Unit visits various Columbus Public Schools during the school year to help keep children healthy. Is that true or is that false? All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And just so you know, you have a 1 in 4 chance of winning. We only have 4 listener lines to keep you on hold, so make sure you call in and win these flowers. The number is 614-459-9769, 614-459-9769. And we have a little short break, only one commercial, so you have to act now. Go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it, though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight, she said. People don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have 2 locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko!
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four callers, Linda, Yolanda, Sue, and Tom. And I flipped the dice while we were at the break, and it came up number two, which is Yolanda. Hey, Yolanda, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Good. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. And what is the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
It is true.
True is correct, yes. And Yolanda, what do you do for a living?
I actually work at this new place called the Pancake House. It's in Upper Arlington. It's a new franchise that just opened that we're getting ready to start moving around Columbus.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. The Pancake House.
Yeah, it's awesome. The original Pancake House. You all have to come in.
I will. We'll have to check it out. Okay, it sounds good. I'll ask for you, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in, and so tune in next week, too, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, and we'll make sure that she gets stay on the line so we can make sure we know how to get you the flowers from DeSantis. Okay, so let's go back to my interviews at the Living Smart Workshop at Columbus East High.
Hi there. How are you?
Dr. Kvitko!
Is Dr. Kvitko out at the 4th Annual Living Smart Workshops and Health Expo? I'm so excited! Okay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to come let him look at my teeth.
We can do that.
I'm glad you guys are here today. You guys were here, I believe, last year as well.
And the year before.
And the year, but did an awesome job. Believe it or not, I came as a vendor the first couple of years, and then I came back as an MC.
Wow.
So Lady C is in the house. And listen, if you want a non-intimidating, loving way to come check on your teeth, your health and wellness, your gums, come see Dr. Kvitko. I just got to say, from my own knowledge, that gum disease is a sign of other disease, your teeth and your gums. It's not just your teeth, it's your whole mouth. You need oral care.
That's right.
You cannot look at Dr. Kvitko without smiling. Cheer. He's adorable. We love him. So come on down to the Living Smart Workshop. He's here. They can do examinations and some small services. And if you need some aftercare, they'll set you up today.
That's right. That's right.
Look for the ladies with the shirts that say, smile, it's free. Love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
So we're coming up to the fire engine that they have here at the Living Smart Workshop, and I want to talk to the firemen. Can I talk to you guys?
Sure. Talk to Mr. Silva over there.
I get that a lot. Everybody's too shy. And you are?
Firefighter Robert DeSilva.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. We appreciate it. So you're letting the kids sit up in the driver's seat?
We are, just giving them some experience so they're, you know, comfortable with the trucks, and so they're just not afraid when we pull up, and, you know, they see us driving up and down the road, so it's kind of exciting for them to hop up there in the seat and kind of experience that.
You let them blow the horn?
Well, it's pretty loud, so we don't right now. They want to.
So now, how long have you been a firefighter?
I've been a firefighter for over 20 years now.
20 years. Now, you guys, you're on 24 and off 48, right?
That is correct.
Work 24 hours and you're off 48. Do you get much sleep in that 24 hours?
It depends on where you're at. It just depends on if the community needs us, then obviously we could be up all night, or if not, you know, we have our downtime, so.
Right. I used to have an all-night urgent care center that I had a bed in. I didn't get to use it all the time, though.
It's along that principle, yes, Doc.
Yeah. So now, tell me about this truck. This is a pumper?
This is an engine trunk or a pump truck, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How many gallons do you guys carry?
Trucks vary anywhere from probably 750 gallons to 1,000 gallons.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. I carry 300 gallons in my rig across the way, the blue one.
Do you really?
Yeah. Wow. 300 is pretty good, right?
That's very good. Yeah, that's pretty big. I don't know. I'd be afraid to drive that thing.
Because it's big?
It's big. It's bigger than the fire truck.
That's funny. It is bigger than a fire truck.
So you actually drive it yourself. You drive it? And
I do.
Yeah. I did. I was very impressed.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I have a CDL.
Good for you. I'm saying you're going to need a CDL for that thing.
It's 52 feet. How long is yours?
Good question. I'm not really sure how long the engine trucks are.
How long is your truck?
This truck, I bet you, is probably, ladders are 61, so this is probably about 39, I bet you, feet.
About 39, okay. And you're Lieutenant Town.
I am.
What does it mean to be a lieutenant? I don't know the hierarchy, so is he a general or what?
No, so our ranking structure goes firefighter, lieutenant, and then captain, and then we go to battalion chief, deputy chief, assistant chief, and then we have the fire chief.
Wow, is there a test? Because I'm not going to remember that.
The lieutenant can tell you more about that than I could, but yes, there are several tests that you have to take along the way to pass.
Okay, so what's the test like to become a lieutenant then?
It's a three-phase test. There's a written test, and then there's kind of tactical exam. where you do different tactics. Okay. And then there is more of a interview kind of handling issues in the firehouse portion of the test. So it's pretty
because at that point you're kind of in charge of some folks and making sure people get along and so on?
Correct. You become a supervisor. So you're in charge of the station, and then when you get on the incident, you're in charge of the scene.
Now, I've always wondered, you guys wash these trucks on a regular basis. So if you're all set up watching the truck and alarm goes off, what happens?
Well, obviously, we make sure that the hose is not in front of the truck anymore, and we take the alarm and finish washing it when we get back.
Okay, so you always have to be at the ready no matter what you're doing, whether it's eating, cooking, sleeping, washing the truck, right?
Always on duty.
See, I know you guys have the boots and your gear kind of sitting all ready to step in. You do that when you're washing the truck too? It's like out in the parking lot?
Yep, as soon as we get on duty, the first thing we do is check our personal equipment, and then once we check it, we put in a position of readiness, so anytime we get a call, we just can slide our boots on, throw our coat on, put our hood on, and we're ready to go.
What's your target response time?
Here in the city of Columbus, we want to get out the station in 60 seconds, so the time from dispatch to going out the station is 60 seconds, and then our average response time in the city of Columbus is anywhere between 3 to 5 minutes.
Wow, that's awesome. That's amazing. 60 seconds, so the most it would be is 6 minutes after you get the call, you should be on site.
That's the go.
Wow, that's pretty neat. So I'm assuming you guys all brush your teeth while you're at the fire station?
We do. We try to brush our teeth after every meal, once in the morning and once in the evening.
Love to hear that. Right?
Absolutely, and don't forget the flossing.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, hey, it's really nice of you to come out and serve the community like this and appreciate what you guys do. And terrible when you hear about people who have lost everything in a fire and anything you guys can save, not just lives, which is the most important thing, but photographs. Right? Wedding things, that's really valuable.
It is, I agree. So that's what we're there for, is to try to save as much valuables or anything as possible. Because.
And then lastly, I think you guys are more in tune than, maybe tell me if I'm wrong, than you used to be about saving pets. Would that be correct?
Well, we do. We actually carry oxygen masks for dogs.
You do?
Now, so it's a new thing. It's been on our truck for probably the past at least 5 years, but try to take care of our own safety first, but after we make sure that everyone is out, if we can safely save the dog or any animals inside, we'll try do that also.
Right, because you were running into instances where people were running back into the house to save their own pet, right? And you can't have that.
No, if your pets are inside, just let us know when we get there and we'll try. Once you get out, you stay out.
Okay. All right, when I was a kid, probably 6, maybe 8, we had a fire. My brother was down in the basement and he was trying to melt 2 pieces of plastic car together, the old slot racers, and he thought he was going to soften the plastic, and what he did was he caught it on fire. So he decided that it would be a good idea to put it in the trash can first, thought that would put it out. Guess what? All it did was catch fire, what's in the trash can.
Of course.
Then he thought he would put it in the clothes closet and close the door. Thought that would suffocate it, but guess what? All it did was catch the clothes on fire.
Yes. So far, he's about 1,000.
And then we didn't know this was going on because we just had dinner and we're up washing dishes or something. All of a sudden, he comes falling out of the room in his bathing suit, coughing and choking, and we had to call the fire department. So I know what it's like to have a fire in your house, and also that smell. That smell is terrible.
It is horrible, and it takes a lot to get that smell out. I mean, even after running into that, it seems like it absorbs into your skin, it's in your hair, it's in your clothes. So yeah, that smell sticks around for a while.
So the hope is that we're all safe and we never even have to experience that, right?
That is true, yes. Anytime you have any doubt, any concerns, always please call 911 and let us know, and we'll make that determination if you're ever in doubt.
Okay, awesome. Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Doc. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
You can take me as I am. Just a little bit.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kivitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kivitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kivitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kivitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kivitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 498. Today we are bringing you interviews from yesterday's Living Smart Workshop held at Columbus East High School.
So tell me about what you're selling here.
We have barbecue chicken, barbecue rib, baked beans, macaroni and cheese, hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, freezing cold water. We have everything.
And you're raising money for Remnant House Living.
Yes, RHL.
Tell me about it.
The Remnant House Living, we do women and children, safe shelter and safe initiatives. We also have roasted corn with caramel and ranch and anything you can think about. Chili powder.
So come out
and get it.
What do you recommend?
Roasted corn.
Okay.
It's our favorite.
Sounds good to me.
All right,
I think I'll get some.
All right.
So, Calvin, we're going to check your teeth now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what grade you're in.
Third.
In third grade. Okay. Let me see. Open real big. I see you have some silver ones in there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 different teeth are covered with silver crowns. Tell me about that.
I like to eat a lot of candy when trick-or-treating because that's why I got a cap now.
So you had cavities and then a dentist fixed them. They put what's called silver crowns on there, right? Chrome crowns?
Yep.
How do they feel now?
Good.
Good. Are you brushing?
Yeah.
Good. Are you eating as much candy?
No.
Good deal. Okay, I'm going to set the microphone down. We're going to check your teeth.
Okay.
All right, so Calvin had Pitt and Fisher sealants on his 6-year molars, which is a good thing. Somebody over time has protected those teeth from decay. He also had chrome crowns on all of his baby molars, 8 of them. So that tells me he had some good-sized cavities in his past, but a dentist has put chrome crowns on there. And then he has his adult 4 incisors in the top and adult 4 incisors on the lower coming in. And essentially, he looks pretty healthy. So other than an anterior open bite from sucking his thumb when he was little, which means the front teeth don't come anywhere near to touching, it looks like there's still room for his thumb in there. But hopefully either that will improve a little bit on its own, or potentially it might require some orthodontic help to close the space. So I have a question. What's your name?
Brooke.
Hey, Brooke. How old are you?
I'm 11.
11. Does that mean 5th grade?
6th grade.
You're going to be in 6th. So does that make you nervous, 6th grade? You think it's going to be tough?
Not really, because my school also has 6th grade, even though it's an elementary school. So.
Okay. What kind of things you're going to learn in 6th grade?
Well, I'm going to be doing decimals. I'm going to be doing lots and lots of hard math. I'm going to be doing spelling. Very big words like anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Really? How about tumultuous? That was a 6th grade word that I had.
Okay.
You know what it means?
No.
It means stormy.
Oh, okay, cool.
You want to try to spell it?
Sure.
Okay, ready? Go ahead.
T-I-M-O-T-U-L-I-S.
Kind of close. It's T-U-M-U-L-T-U-O-U-S. Tumultuous.
That's a lot of U's.
Anyway, we're going to check your teeth, right? We'll get the form filled out, and then we'll get started. Oh, she has a wristband for you.
You like my smile? This man put it on me.
What's that?
I was just asking a young lady right here, does she like my smile? And she said yes, and I told her that Dr. Kvitko put it on there. Yeah.
How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
Yeah, we haven't seen you in a little while.
Well, let's just say I'm staying out of the way. One of the things I used to love, whenever I'd be like Dr. Kvitko, be working on my mouth, and I'd say, Jesus, he said, some of my friends call me that. I used to love that. How are you doing?
I am so well.
It's Dr. Kvitko with the best in dental work all the time. I love you.
He's got that radio voice.
Yes, sir. I'm supposed to go up here in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
But I love you. I want to come back over.
Okay, come back and visit. Come around.
Your name Brooke?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, that was Ted Williams who surprised me by stopping in for a quick visit. But I think, and that was a fun event, and I want to thank Steve McClure for putting it on and for inviting us to come. All right, it looks like that's all the time we have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember, all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.